Hi everyone, it's Ike Allen. I thought I would contribute onto Tanya's subject of body language. I think it is a really good one. It is one of them, quite a difficult one, isn't it? Because sometimes you want to talk, you want to say to somebody, really, I wouldn't do that, or try this, do the other, but it's not easy. So it'd be interesting to actually ask, you know, as part of this topic, do people like sort of to be told or sort of a mention to them when they may be doing some of what isn't, I suppose, appropriate, really, is one of the words of putting it. Really enjoyed listening to Steve. I think the way you put that across was fantastic. You know, getting to know a venue, I mean, it could be a big venue or even a small place, or like where people are sat in a room sometimes, and be able to look at them. And I think it is important as a visually impaired person to learn to look at people and keep your head up and things like that. And I was talking to a friend yesterday who, and they were sort of saying when they lost their sight, they used to just drop their head like a lot of people do. And some of the teachers were like coming around and lifting their head. I said, you know, look forward, look up. And like looking back, how valuable that was and little things like that. So it's, things have changed, I think. When you look at younger VIs, they tend to have better body language, better posture, better sort of looking around, where maybe people who haven't had that same opportunity and given the advice sort of, you know, show those sort of same body language. Me personally, I thought it was quite funny listening to Jeff with the using your hands and the expression. I mean, I do that all the time. I mean, I work all day on the telephone, and I can be saying to a customer, you know, pick your catalogue up, and I'll physically pick a catalogue up off my desk. You're just talking to people who aren't even there using hand signals, because it's just the way to do it. I think I've done it now while I'm doing this, you know. I think you just do. It's especially, I think, if you can see a little bit and you do see things. But I think it's something which maybe, I don't know how much it is taught in schools, but especially, you know, specialist education or even mainstream with VIs, it's something what I think should be taught as a very high priority. I know someone we were talking to sort of said the same thing, and it is. It's something what should be a priority, so that when a blind person goes for an interview, goes out into society, does different things, they can present themselves in the right sort of way and look, you know, come across as anybody else, you know. Like we said, was not said on the other post about people like Stevie Wonder. Yeah, that's what Stevie Wonder is, and that's what people know. But it's not the sort of thing you would want to be mimicking, is it? You know, it is the sort of the more the body language, what sort of sets you apart, makes you look confident. It's just being able to express that in the right way. So I think, yeah, I'm really pleased Tanya opened this subject, and, you know, do contribute. We do want to hear what you have to say. Anyway, I'm not going to waffle on anymore. I think I've done enough, and I have done quite a few hand gestures while I've been doing this. So that's me. I'm going to sign off. Bye-bye.